individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a question and you want to call in, and I'm sure you will with my guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And Fairbanks, I have a treat for you. I have calling in from Juneau, Representative Mike Prox, and I have in the studio with me here.
It's me.
No. Your school board member.
Oh, yes, yes.
School board member, Melissa Burnett. And we're going to talk about education and funding.
Yeah.
Representative, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Now, this is what I want everyone to this review. Mike is basically in charge of, one way or another, of the largest education and health funding in the state of Alaska.
He is.
Melissa, she's a portion of the largest government funding of a municipal government in the interior,
yep.
Much larger than the borough,
And
larger than the city.
People are shocked when they learn that, too.
Yeah. And so I'm the small kid on the block.
Yeah, you're just the boy.
I'm the puny boy. So, Mike, Representative Mike Prox, you came out with thoughts of having the state pay for education.
Correct.
Well, bring us through that, please.
The current rule, state rule, is if you're in an organized municipality, you have to pay for schools. And the required local contribution amounts to 2.6 mils of the taxable property in the Fairbanks North Suburb in this case. And if you're not in an organized borough, you're not obligated to do that, which if you're not in an organized borough, you would really like. But if you're in an organized borough, it works to our disadvantage.
So basically, we could disband the Fairbanks North Star Borough, keep the city of Fairbanks, and have the state pay for our education.
Not quite.
No, doesn't work like that. Nice try,
darn.
Though.
Yeah,
this gets rid of the required local contribution.
Ah.
That's what it does.
That's what I mean. I'm correct. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Doesn't get rid of the borough.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Well, my thought was, if this doesn't pass, we could just get rid of the borough and have the state pay for our education. Come on, it's me in the borough.
Oh, you just want to start stuff. That's all you want to do.
Yes, I do, and I'm good at it.
That'd be good for me, because I live in the borough, but not in either the city of North Pole or the city of Fairbanks.
Yep.
So if we did that, then the city of Fairbanks would still be required to pay. They would assume the duties for the schools, at least within the city limits, and then be required to pay for them. So
yep.
That isn't a solution. We got to go to the root problem.
There's a big gloat on Melissa Burnett's face. A big, big gloat.
I'm just sitting here going, ha-ha.
There's a big, big gloat. I don't want that burden. I will keep Melissa with that burden. So, but is this, have you put this in a statute form for people to review?
I did. I want to say, let me think about this a minute. I want to say it's House Bill 20, but don't guarantee that. Look it up under Representative Mike Prox, bill sponsored, and it's easier to find that way.
How did you come about this process of thinking about such a, I have to say, good alternative way of funding schools?
This was requested of me by the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
By Melissa?
No, by Bryce Ward.
By Bryce Ward. Okay.
Yep. And it is basically an equity issue. According to statehood, way back in the 50s, the idea was that the entire state would be divided up into boroughs.
As per requirement, but it has not happened.
It has not happened. And the Fairbanks North Star Borough was forced to become a borough, I think was back in 62 or something like that.
64 is when we became a borough, and they had the vote in 62.
Yep. And the outlying, the rural areas are not, well, they're called the unorganized borough.
Mm-hmm.
And the state legislature is the borough assembly for the unorganized borough. We don't act like it, but we are legally. And we could impose taxes on the unorganized borough, but it really doesn't do much good in most cases and would cause severe hardships. I'm not prepared to say that. And there are some places that maybe they should look into becoming a borough because they do have a tax base, but that for the vast, at least the vast area of the unorganized borough, you'd be trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip, pretty much. So that's not a viable solution. But this takes, for those areas that might benefit from becoming a borough, more local control of things. This takes away one of the disincentives for forming a borough, which is that if you form a borough, then boom, you have to impose
school tax, yeah. 2.6% of your mill rate on real estate taxation value.
Now, the other side of the argument is, I think, in the neighborhood, that this would cost the state, the legislature, if you will, another $300 million per year, which we don't have in our pocket right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely two sides to the argument. And I agreed to sponsor the bill so we can at least get the discussion going this year. I have no hope that it's going to get through, or no plans even to get it through all the way through the legislature. This is going to require some conversation in the election season, and then maybe it's something we'll discuss more in depth when the next legislature convenes in, what's it, 2024, 2025, after the election.
Well, and what's interesting is, from a school board standpoint, if anybody has ever looked at Delta, this is kind of how they operate. They don't have a local required contribution. And so the state kind of funds everything that they need. And so when cuts and stuff come through for school districts, Delta doesn't necessarily always feel that pain. So there's takeaways, there's things to gain. I definitely would honor the conversation around it, because, I mean, it's, you're taking less taxes from the state or from the local government because you would be getting rid of that local... My
question then is, if you look at the operational costs of any government entity, 80% of it is personnel.
Right.
Who would be negotiating? If this happened, who's negotiating with NEA, FEA,
exactly.
AEA?
Yep.
And Delta Junction is a good case in point. It's been actually a few years since I went down there and visited the school before I was in the legislature, in fact. But there's much less local controversy over the public education system and a lot more participation from the local community. The local community just meaning families getting together, not the government.
Yep.
And it's a lot more fun to visit schools and talk about education in Delta Junction. I assume they still are. Parental participation.
Yep.
And community involvement,
yep,
in the schools in Delta Junction. So one of the conversation is, are we going to lose that benefit? And it would be interesting. I was the same thing, again, this is several years ago, in Healy. Before they formed their Denali Borough, so this was quite a while ago, wasn't it? And I haven't been there since, but the community conversations were much more positive when the community was involved in the school. As in Fairbanks, there's much more complaining about the schools.
Yep.
And less.
Melissa would know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see my email this morning.
Thank you, but no. Representative, we're going to take a quick commercial break, if that's okay with you.
That'd be good.
Fairbanks, right. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. I have both Representative Prox and School Board Member Burnett in the studio with me. They have me in a purple room. I will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Ah, February, the month of love. Car love, that is. Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. How do I love thee? Let me count the miles. We all know that February can be a tough month on our automobile relationships. It's cold, it's dark, and our cars may need a little extra warmth and attention this month. Most winterizations include a battery heater, which is good, but a trickle charger is better. Upgrade your car to a trickle charger and keep your battery fresh and ready to go for just $225 at Fairbanks Nissan. Road debris can also damage parts on your winterization. If you think your car should be starting a little easier, we can inspect your winterization for just $125. And nothing shows love like a little maintenance. Keeping up with your 30,000-mile service intervals is a great way to keep your car happy. And don't forget, Fairbanks Nissan works on all makes and models, not just Nissans. And last but not least, brakes. Brakes are just $299 all the time. So show your car some love, get a winterization checkup for just $125, add a spark to your battery relationship with a trickle charger for just $225, get your next 30,000-mile interval done, and don't forget, brakes are just $299 all the time. Schedule a date for your sweet ride at lessaysyes.com. That's lessaysyes.com.
A long, quiet volcano in southeast Alaska reemerges. Increasing volcanic and seismic activity since 2018 prompted University of Alaska scientists to send a team of researchers last summer to explore heat and gas emissions in the Mount Edgecumbe volcanic field. Learn what they found. Join UAF doctoral student Claire Puglio for the Science for Alaska Talk. Mount Edgecumbe, exploring a reawakened volcano. Tonight at 7 in Scheibel Auditorium at UAF. Visit their website for virtual viewing options. Science for Alaska lectures are entertaining and free.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, complete with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Scattered flurries likely today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 6 above. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Flurries likely. Lows around 8 below. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Scattered flurries likely. Highs level off around 12. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Good morning, you're on Tradio. How do you like that?
I can't even with you.
How do you like that one, Mike?
That's good. I've got a car I need to say.
yeah.
What you got, Representative?
First of all, does it run?
No.
And what millennium was it built in? And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about, anyway.
I can't with you.
I was having a conversation with my boss.
Fairbanks looks at their radios going, am I on the right station?
Yeah. And we're just sort of lamenting on a few things. And I said, about once every 4 or 5 months, I get a call for Tradio.
Yeah.
Yep. And she goes, we haven't had that on in 15 years, and Evil Dave came out.
Yeah. So, this is Tradio.
Anyway. But back to the discussion. Bryce Ward brought you the thought of state funding education, making it equitable across the state.
Right.
Okay. And you'd be looking at a $300 million plus or minus addition to your government cost.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it is a priority, I'm sure education is, but the only thing you have to do as a sitting representative is pass a budget.
Right. And we, the legislature, don't provide anything. We take from somebody and give it to somebody else. That's our job.
Borrowing mm-hmm. from Peter to pay Paul.
Yes, very much. And so, for instance, what would have to be included in this conversation is, and will probably happen this year, but anyway, the school bond debt reimbursement.
Yep.
Those bonds are sold on the benefit of the state is going to repay 70% or whatever it is, but that is subject to appropriation. And the state legislature for the last 5 or 10 years has effectively reneged on that promise.
Since Governor Walker.
Yep.
Yep. And that has put the school districts in a pickle.
Yep.
So if we want to get equity on the taxing requirement, we got to think about responsibility on the bond payment requirement. It has to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, just in general, what's happened since, I would say, the first year of Governor Walker, and I'm not blaming him, but just putting it in perspective.
I blame him.
No, that's when the price of oil just cratered.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so from that time of that cratering, the state government has put more of the operational costs back on the municipalities.
Yep.
Right.
But that's only where there's a population base that has a municipality.
Yep.
Correct.
So what's happening over the last, say, 10 years
mm-hmm.
is the inequities of that population basis that have to do more of their own costs versus rural that doesn't.
Yep.
Right. And all else being equal, many of those costs traditionally were borne by local governments. The Fairbanks got together before 1962 and argued with each other about how much to fund the school.
Yeah.
And now we're arguing with Anchorage and Bethel and Delta Junction, everybody else. And we're not taking the responsibility. If we want something, and this is just everybody, I'm preaching to myself too, if we want something, we should be willing to pay for it, not if we want something if somebody else pays for it.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
Yep. So hopefully this will prompt that discussion and we'll get something positive out of it.
Well, first of all, those are two significant differences. Prompting a conversation doesn't
and getting something out of it.
Positive out of it. You know. Just a thought.
Just a thought.
Hmm. So how many committees did they send your bill to?
I don't remember that detail, but it's going to start in the education committee and then it has to go
finance.
To finance, and maybe even community and regional affairs. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Three committees in 1 year.
Yeah.
DOA. So
DOA.
What you're doing is giving everyone a snapshot of it this year to start the conversation.
Yeah.
And I do believe that you'll be reelected if you choose to run again.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have 2 years to get this through both the House and the Senate if it's to go.
Yeah, Right. And it has to be part of the larger conversation of this thing called a long-term sustainable fiscal plan.
Yep.
It's not just a matter of where we're going to, who we're going to tax more to try and sustain the government. It's, we got to go way deeper than that and think about these things. How, what should the state be responsible for, and what should be we be responsible for at the local level?
Well, I look at it, that's one way to look at it, but also look at it this way. The state's already responsible for education. Now are you going to make them 100% responsible for education?
Right.
Or segmented? Right now it's segmented.
Yeah.
It's segmented, yes. And it, and there is inequities both ways.
Yeah.
That we're not providing, if you will, the same service to the rural and bush communities. But on the other hand, we're paying way more for whatever we do provide. And the, if the state is supposed to be responsible for education, then an argument could be made that we should take over the whole thing and dissolve all local school districts and just have the state run the show.
I'm going to be Donald Trump. I'm looking at Melissa. You're fired.
Well, no, exactly. But
but exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but we have to face that we cannot have an unlimited responsibility to pay without some control, some way to control those costs. I'm not in favor of state paying for everything, and I'm more not in favor of state trying to control what education means at the local level. But if we want local control, we have to accept more local responsibility. That's just reality. Otherwise, we're just fighting and fighting and fighting.
Well, let's look at it this way. Melissa, what's your deficit this year?
$29
million. What's Anchorage's?
Oh, like $90 million. It's massive.
Is there any deficit in Juneau?
A little bit, and including what they just found with their audit issue. So they're even more so. I don't have their number, but yes.
So if you looked at it this way, there's basically, you could say there's a $150 million deficit in the municipality education system right now.
Yep.
Yeah, well, easily.
Oh, it's way more.
Way more than that, yeah. Because you've got Ketchikan and Kenai as well.
Yeah.
Put into that, they're considered big five.
So then, $200 million.
More than that.
Keep going.
Because
what's my number, Melissa? What's the number?
It's over 300.
It's closer to a billion.
Oh, there you go.
On an annual basis.
Well.
You know.
Okay.
I think he's talking just the big five, not with all the rural districts.
No, at the state level, you have to take that into.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm just looking at the municipalities now that pay for their own education.
Right.
You know, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, Matsu, Kodiak, Juneau. I'd say it's about a $250 to $300 million deficit.
Yep.
That each of them combined have.
Yep.
Easily.
Yep. And that's not looking at deferred maintenance yet.
That's just operational costs.
That's just operations.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk about deferred maintenance, huh?
Can I get to the point, or can I not?
No, you can't.
Sure. I'm sorry. Yep.
Boy.
Yeah. We're not being very courteous.
You're such a positive person, Mike Prox. Well, okay. So, this, you know, first of all, I'm very proud of you. That you actually brought this out as an alternative, or maybe a new way, or maybe the correct way.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a commercial break here. You know, Fairbanks, I don't control the bumper music.
No, but I did this one. It's Billy Joel.
Yeah, but... before I suck up to my boss, I'm going to say I approve this bumper music.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty bad stuff here lately.
That's Glenn.
And I've got my other boss outside the window, so uh-oh. We'll be back after these messages.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
It's not looking great right now for a Senate spending plan, which would include new money and new rules for the southern border. One of the sticking points here is giving the president authority to shut down the border if up to 5,000 people enter in one day. Here's what President Biden had to say earlier.
If the bill were law today, it would qualify to be shut down right now while we repair it.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz had some thoughts also.
We have the worst rate of illegal immigration in our nation's history. People are dying. Children are being brutalized. Women are being sexually assaulted. Over 100,000 people died of overdoses last year. This bill doesn't fix it.
There's a $118 billion package. $20 billion of that would go towards the southern border. The rest being used for aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. And again, they're talking about this on Capitol Hill as America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
House bill addressing outsized voter rolls gains momentum. Alaska News Source reports the Alaska House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a voter registration reform bill Friday that some lawmakers say will help solve the state's outsized voter rolls and instill more confidence in state elections. House Bill 129 passed the House with strong bipartisan support and now heads to the Senate, where a bill that addresses similar concerns is under consideration. Under the legislation sponsored by Representative Sarah Vance from Homer, the Alaska Division of Elections would mail voter inactivation notices to residents who meet certain criteria, would include those who have not voted for 2 years, whose mail from the division has been returned in the previous 2 years, or who have registered to vote in another state. Lawmakers said the need for more robust examination of the voter rolls in Alaska is tied to several factors. Alaskans who apply for their permanent fund dividends simultaneously get registered to vote. There's also the state's high migration rate and the fact that Alaskans can remain registered long after they move away from the state, as long as they have an intent of returning and don't register to vote.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back to Problem Corner. I have Representative Mike Prox. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
And I have School Board Member Melissa Burnett. How are you doing?
I'm amazing.
Now, here's the fun thing that's coming up. Are, if you look at how does all these local municipalities pay for it now? And that's what, you know, as Melissa said last night in her meeting, the Band-Aids, we've ripped off the Band-Aid. We got to fix this.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa's looking at it from one side. She's looking at the costs they have now.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people at the Borough Assembly,
yeah,
wanting a one-time $10 million tax.
Special election
on real estate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes perfectly at a time with what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
This is...
Oh, it's perfect timing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is the perfect storm.
Yeah.
Three ways of whacking this out.
Not a good thing.
Now, Melissa, You were called out on Facebook.
I was called a rhino.
Why?
Apparently, rumors are swirling around there that, like, I support all of this stuff and all of this nonsense that's happening right now. And I'm just like, you haven't even talked to me, lady.
Who's the lady?
Kelly Nash.
Oh, God.
Like, you haven't even talked to me. You have not come to me. You have not asked me. But you want to post videos on Facebook because I got introduced on the House floor by Ashley Carrick. Now, here's the thing. So I went to Juneau for 3 days, had a great time, met with Representative Prox, had a great discussion, met with Senator Hughes.
Who is your representative?
Representative Ashley Carrick.
What is the protocol?
That your representative from your district introduces you on the House floor. And we even got told by our lobbyist who is there that it's actually improper to seek out other people to do that because sometimes things can get contentious between reps and between senators. And so to use your district and submit it your writing, like what you want them to say. So I gave Ashley and Senator Bishop, because Senator Bishop is also my senator, I gave them both of their respective offices what I wanted them to say about me. And so I went on the House floor.
So you're a rhino now.
Yeah, I'm a rhino.
Because?
Which is like Republican in name only. It's kind of comical, honestly. But I don't support the special election. I've gone back and forth with this. I have fought myself.
You want to take it from the cost standard.
I want to take it from the cost. Yeah, I want, honestly, I would love to see the legislature come in with this.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I don't want the taxpayers to pay for it.
Or just a special taxpayer.
Right.
The real estate taxes.
Yeah, the real estate taxes. I don't want real estate taxes. I don't want property taxes, because if you really think about this, and this is where I'm at with it, if you really truly break this down, what's going to end up happening is you'll increase the property taxes. So then that's going to force landlords automatically raise rent again. It's already expensive. I don't know what other people are paying out there, but I know people paying $25,000 to $3,000 for a 2-bedroom.
And the homeowners themselves.
Yeah. That are paying astronomical.
It's just not landlords.
Yeah, and what's funny is, so the landlords are raising the rent, right? But that rent that they're raising it to, it's only covering their mortgages. They're not making any money off of it. Yeah. So really, truly, you're taking out on the poor.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing. Lower class.
You're taking it out on anyone who owns a home or resides in a
home.
You're not taking it out on landlords.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There's a big time difference. Big time difference. And so it's the big thing with this is it's not just $100. It's $500. I talked to somebody who did the math on their property. It will be $980 on their tax bill on top of what they're already paying.
Yep.
$980. Wow.
And guess what? They don't get to guarantee it goes towards education. This goes
No, that's actually unconstitutional.
Yeah, this goes into a pot.
Yeah, you can't target fund. That's actually unconstitutional, and Representative Prox could probably back that for me. It's, you cannot actually target something. You can give recommendations. You can say, I would like to see this go here.
You're a heck of a rhino.
I know.
You have so much education in you.
I'm going to get a Halloween costume. A blow-up one. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, God.
I just like to start stuff.
Representative Prox, you see the interesting conversations you've brought up with your statute.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Well, so when I was in Juneau, what was that, a week and a half ago, you know, Prox and I were talking, and then we went to, so the AFL-CIO had this banquet thing, and, you know, we were over at Amaga and talking, and it's like, you know, if I can give Rep Prox something to think about, he can give me something to think about. This is how you fix problems.
Yeah.
Yep.
You give each other
On Problem Corner.
You give each other something to think about. Mm-hmm. You take it back to your respective audiences, your respective groups.
Chew on it.
You chew on it. You work it out. You take it to this, you know, like, and we should be doing more of this. Discussing the things that are important and how we get past it and how we fix it, and not just implementing a $980 bill on top of an already expensive tax bill.
I saw where Brett Roderman, he's already, you know.
He pulled off.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing with Brett. So this is what I want to say about Brett.
Wonderful guy. Great guy.
Great guy. Yeah. And he is getting a lot of heat right now. And it's kind of unfair, because the only reason he went along with the co-sponsor was because he wanted the conversation. Just like I say at school board all the time, let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's all he wanted. He wanted the people to decide and have that conversation.
Yeah.
But man, that's not the way people take it. You know, so I feel bad for the guy.
He's a very fine person.
Yeah, yep. He's amazing.
Yep, and it won't be a conversation.
No.
It'll be a fight.
It will be a fight. And that's what it's already turning into. And it just...
Which it should be.
Yeah. No.
I agree with the fight.
Absolutely.
I agree with the fight, and that's why we're discussing
it. The fight could have been avoided, though, with a different conversation.
With a different school union contract.
That's true. Oh, there you go. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. You know?
I am so good.
Well, it's one of those things, you know? We gave what they wanted, and here we are.
But you and April and Maggie...
We were no's.
Yeah, we voted against it. You guys even said, this is what you're choosing.
Yeah.
You even said it. You're choosing to shut down schools or give raises we can't afford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we are shutting down schools, two of them, in fact. And I actually raised the question of a third last night. Because, well, that's where we're at. And it's if you go back and listen to our work session last night on our budget, we're pretty much, you know, we always do this thing with our budget where we forecast what the next year is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. We try to predict what next year may look like. Well, usually, you know, we say, well, we're going to have an increase of 50 to 100 kids. Well, we're actually looking at decreases of 40 to 100 kids from here on out. Just plan on having, and I think the actual number was like 50. I think, you know, 50 short kids next year, 50 the next year, 50 the next year, just a steady decline. That is what we're facing. Tonight, we're going to approve our reduction in force plan.
You're already implementing.
We're already.
Because you put in this contract.
Yeah, yep.
That you guys couldn't afford.
Yeah, we already.
But you voted against.
Yeah, we already sent out the custodians their thing. Like, hey, we're looking at contracting custodial. Just be aware this is what's happening. You know, this
what
is.
What about nurses?
So we are actually reducing 1.5 in nursing. And I did fight this, but it makes sense. So currently we have a school that has 2 nurses. So we're taking away 1. 2 is a luxury right now.
Yeah.
And then that 0.5 is actually an unfilled position. So the 0.5 is going to come over. We'll get rid of the 1 to make the 1.5, and that'll give us about $1.5 million. And so while
every
I don't...
Every dollar helps.
Every dollar helps. And while I've got 2 diabetic children, I don't agree with reductions in nursing, but this is how we make it work. We change the PTR, so we're going to put an average of 5 kids per class. That's going to get us around $8 million. The 1.5 in nursing, that's that's 1.5. We got the 3 school closures that are coming in at 3.6, or the 2 school closures, my bad, coming in at 3.6. Maybe we'll have to look at another one. You know, there's a few things this year that 33 FTE we're reducing. Admin, $350,000.
It's time. You know, Mike, what I really appreciate about what you did with Mayor Ward's prompting is this pulls it all into one discussion. What Melissa has to go through.
Yep.
It's all now in one discussion.
Yep.
One pot of money.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, I'm just looking at this and my thought is it should be done.
Yeah.
One pot of money. Equal. No disadvantage given to a municipality.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Yep, side.
Well,
and then when we, the other thing we got to do is for everything. Right now, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
And then when a development project comes along, everybody's not in my backyard. I'm for mining, except any mining project you might propose.
Oh, you mean up off Esther Dome?
As a case in point.
God, I'm good. I'm hitting all the buttons today. I am. Boy, I'm the prudes.
Nail on the head.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've got to start facing that.
We have expenses. We were given statehood to develop resources to pay for our state expenses.
Yes, and we've got to look at if I want to be against everything. Development-wise, well, then, by golly, I can't have education. I can't have health care. I can't have, you name it.
You can't have transportation, roads, you know.
Yep.
Right. You know, last night I was going down Geist, and it was about, I was going down Geist, going out to the pump house at 7, mm-hmm. and I saw a grader there for the state of Alaska and a snow removal, you know, the blower truck.
Right.
And I came back, and they had moved, an hour later, I came back, and they had moved maybe a quarter of a mile. And they're just stopped again. They're stopped. There's no movement. They didn't have enough trucks out there to make the operation cost efficient.
You know,
you have equipment not moving, stopped. And I'm saying to myself, that is so inefficient.
You should not have
been doing this.
But
anyway. Mike, excuse me, Representative Prox, we are going to take a commercial break. I appreciate you. And Fairbanks, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearms scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Scattered flurries likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 6 above. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Scattered flurries likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 8 below. Mainly cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett, school board member, and Representative Mike Prox in the studio. And we got a few phone calls. You guys ready for some phone calls?
Oh, fun.
This should be good. You ready, Mike? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Thomas.
Hello, Thomas. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm calling a few months ago. I called in to the Michael Duke show. And won two round trip tickets to Vegas. Are you familiar with that?
Not at all. However, you have upper management of KFAR in the room here, Melissa Burnett. So,
is this Michael?
No. That's no. David Pruse.
Who's this?
Okay. Huh?
I can have Michael get a hold of you. What's your name?
Thomas.
Okay. I'll call Dukes after this show.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay. So, what are you guys giving away here?
I don't know. That's Dukes. It's not me.
It's on KFAR, man.
Yeah, Dukes does his own thing, though. I ain't in control of that.
You're not in control of me either, but yeah. Even though you put me in this purple padded room.
I ain't in control of that. He's down in Anchorage.
Are you taking another phone call? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, my name's Mike. You had Savannah Fletcher on last week with Domo Stewart. About this upcoming election and all of that. So I'd like to hear Melissa talk about the election and the need for the money and how, you know, all the various things that she sees involved with this election. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, obviously, he wasn't listening about 5 minutes ago.
No, Mike, first of all, there's no election yet until the borough assembly
approves of it on the 15th.
That's stage one. Stage two is Melissa is opposed to not only the election, but the increase in the real estate tax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I agree with the tax cap. I don't agree we should change it. I am against this special election. Not exactly sure where everybody got the idea that I was, like, for this. Maybe it was because I got asked to host Problem Corner. But
because,
like,
of me, yes.
So this is my job, if people don't understand. This is my job.
You weren't the host.
Yeah.
Jomo was the host, and you brought in Savannah with my approval.
Yeah, and then I hosted.
There's no one that comes on this show without my approval.
Right.
And but Melissa knows how to operate the board.
Yes.
Jomo did not know how to operate the board. So Melissa is operating the board for Jomo to interview.
What's funny
is... And then you're taking the phone calls for people.
Yeah, so like the whole show went like this. Welcome to Problem Corner. You got Jomo and Savannah on the air. Yeah. And then they would do their thing. And then I'd be like, oh, hang on, caller. You're on the air with Jomo and Savannah. The only time I chimed in was when somebody tried to say we don't cut admin from the school district. And that is utterly not true. And I will always...
You guys cut $400,000 this year.
Last year. Yeah. Last year, yeah. And this year we're cutting another $350,000 and I'm proposing more. I actually asked last night in our work session for some more money to come out of that admin budget. I would like to see more admin cut instead of teachers. So I've already requested that.
Now, Representative Prox, I bet you you're having a lot of conversations with many school board members down in Juneau about what Melissa just said.
Yes. And I was thinking about the cost of coming down to Juneau and the number of educators and educator organizations that have come down here. And we're over $100,000.
Yeah, and he's got a flood of them coming next week because it's the fly-in. Sorry, Prox.
You know, I don't feel your pain on this one.
I do.
Oh, my friends are, they're... we're going to take a phone call.
Oh, goodness.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Mike Prox and school board member Melissa Burnett. And your name is?
This is Ron, David.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I bet you're just enjoying the show.
Yes. Just extend kudos. It's great to have a reality gut check now and then.
Amen.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So keep up the straight talk. Thanks.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Ron.
Yep. I told you this is going to be a good show.
Well, what's funny is people forget that this is my job, and I will use it, and I will come out and call out anything against myself and correct the page. Like, that's just what we're going to do here.
Well, you know, but me and you have also called out...
all kinds of stuff.
Conservatives.
Yeah.
Liberals.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Yeah, knock off the nonsense.
The only people I don't call out is my parents.
Well, I call my parents out.
Simple as that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I call out upper management here for this room I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, you do all the time because, you know, your purple equipment and whatever.
North Korean equipment. And Mike, he's had to suffer through this too.
Yeah.
Representative, you're a great host. I really appreciate it. And,
thank you.
You know, I try and put people on here when I'm gone that have a good general knowledge of everything, mm-hmm. can bring on a good guest.
Yep.
Have a good conversation. You know, we're not attack here.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
And sometimes I have to help Representative Prox with the board too.
Yeah. The first time he was ever on here, the mic fell on him.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, that's a way to start.
He forgot to push a button once.
Oh, I do that too. Don't worry.
Oh, it's some good times in here.
I know. So, Mike, other than this very unique and well-thought-out statute, what else have you been working on?
Well, my two priorities are the Nurse Licensure Compact, passing a change of statute so that Alaska can participate in the Nurse Licensure Compact, and that's, I'm convinced, going to help alleviate health care costs somewhat. And then the other one is I call it the Free the Naturopaths Bill. Allow the naturopaths to practice to the extent of their training. And that, too, will help lower the health care costs by some amount and improve the service. So those are my two big ones.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how we block the entry of people coming into the state to work.
Yeah.
And, there's several other licensure bills.
Yeah.
I'm all free the people. Let my people go.
Let my people go. Fox, you kill me.
I never knew you as such an Old Testament person.
Yeah, right. And
it's a modern day Moses.
Yeah, are you going to part any water for us?
Well, not that, but looking around for frogs and locusts.
He's gonna part the Red Seas of
Juno. Better than the firstborn. Better than the firstborn. Oh my goodness! So how, you know, I always have to ask you this: is can when you look out the window, is the weather going sideways or straight up and down?
Oh, it's been something. I don't think it's rained or snowed here for almost 8 hours.
Oh, wow. So when I was there, they got hit with like 39 inches of snow. It was absolutely insane, and you could barely walk anywhere. Now there's like nothing there.
The governor had to postpone his State of the Union address because all these people that all of his commissioners couldn't fly into Juneau.
Yeah.
Yep. It was awful.
The wind was gusting up to 70 miles an hour, so that must have been a wild ride.
Oh, man, that would have been scary.
How many boats sunk out in the harbor for people not shoveling off their snow?
I saw three.
Yeah. Right.
I think Assemblymember Scott Crass, I think one of his boats might have sunk, too, from here in town. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was talking about that. He got a call from the harbor master or whatever from down there in Juneau. He was like, I think one of your boats might be sinking. Like, holy crap, man.
Goodness. Yeah.
People live on their boats, too, apparently, there in Juneau, so, like, yikes.
Well, the people who live on their boats can keep up with the snow shoveling.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember Dr. Kinn. I grew up with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost two boats in Valdez for not having, not one, but two.
Yikes.
For not having people, you know, shovel them.
It really, really gives meaning to bust out another 1,000.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the rest of the legislature going down there?
Well, we're moving along at a pretty fast pace. This is good. I hope we'll get something sorted out with this Senate Bill 140.
That's such a mess.
Which has to do with education. But get that debate settled sooner than later.
What is Senate Bill 140? What is it?
It's got the education funding in it. It's the internet bill is pretty much what it is for the broadband out in the rural villages, but it's also swamped with transportation, BSA increase.
It's a catch-all. It's a catch-all bill.
Yeah. It's messy.
Yep.
It's the pork bill.
Starting the budget hearings, and we're kind of committed to getting that done as soon as we can so that we can get finality and don't have to wait on the governor to veto something after we're gone, and then that debate goes.
Yeah.
You know, we're still debating last year's budget. So we're...
Have you settled on a permanent fund dividends amount yet?
The permanent fund dividend. Well, the governor submitted the statutory dividend, which is what he is supposed to do. He's following the law.
Okay.
And then because of the court decision when Governor Walker decided to veto the law, the current...
He didn't veto the law. He interpreted it a different way, and the courts upheld that.
And the courts upheld it, yes. And I'm still disagreeing about that. But that's the way it is.
Exactly.
Yep. And anyway, so...
Liberal Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've got a big hole to fill. There's it's going to be a contentious process, but we're getting going on it. And so that... At least that's good that we're getting going on it.
Okay. Yep. Well, we've got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to end this?
Well, really just quit thinking about all this fighting, and let's start thinking about win-win situations. How can we help each other out? We have to do things differently going forward. We have to recognize the situation that we're in, and we have to don't keep hollering at people and making demonstrations.
Yep.
Let's sit down and talk to each other.
Amen.
And we'll come up with a better solution that way.
Well, I think your education bill on funding is a great start.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a conversation about that as soon as we hang up.
You have a great day, and thank you very much for both calling in and what you do down there, sir.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, that's our show.
Yeah. It's a good one. I agree with everything Proc said. We got to start talking to each other. We got a lot of problems we got to figure out, and it's not just going to get figured out overnight.
Fairbanks, that is our show. Melissa, thank you very, very much for being on here. And Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.